The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
To prioritize their thinking. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for thinking. I actually like thinking sometimes. It's a wonderful tool and wonderful thing that we do. But it also gets people into tremendous amount of difficulty and problems in their life. But to spend too much time in our thoughts is also a problem, because it leaves out too much more about who we are. And if you imagine the human being to be a pyramid, the bottom of the pyramid would be their physical body. The next layer up might be, maybe if it's really big categories, maybe it's their emotional life. And then the top would be their thinking life. And the thinking life is just a little piece of the pyramid on top. And so what that means is that thinking, when it's all the pieces are there properly, it has this phenomenal support by the stability of the body, the stability and the growth of the emotions and how they support what's on top. And so to really be grounded, more in your body than in your thoughts, then you have a good foundation for the pyramid. If you're more connected to your emotions than you are your thoughts, that also is a fantastic support for how we think and what we think and why we think what we think. If we prioritize thinking the most, then it's kind of like we're an upside-down pyramid trying to balance on the tip. And some of you might be very good balancers, who could just keep it just perfectly balanced, maybe because you have your head in the soil. And so, you're kind of wedged in there, so it holds you up. But just to balance that tip is hard, and you'll probably fall over many times, And so it's better to kind of, the right side up is the best way to be. So to be grounded in your body, settled into your emotional life, and then in a wise way, and then have the thinking arise out of that. It's so much nicer and more supportive. So may your pyramid be right side up. Thank you.